a News 1130 special report.
From the Superdogs to the rides to deep-fried food, the Fair of the PNE is about to get started for another year. Lots of fun stuff, no doubt. Let's find out all about it. Joining us live to talk about the fair and its place in 2016 is Mike McDaniel, the president of the PNE.
So, first off, Mike, do you still consider this an agricultural fair?
Yeah, you know, we've got about 140,000 square feet in our biggest building on site as part of our agriculture program. And so, yeah, it's a huge component of our fair still. Obviously, many other parts of the fair, too, but we've got shows, we've got agriculture shows, we've got 4-H displays through the first part of the fair and farm country. So there's still a lot of agriculture as the backbone of this fair. Lots of other parts, too. We continue to evolve, but agriculture is still a huge part of the fair.
Mike, we'll talk about the attractions in just a second, but I kind of want to lay something to rest. Every once in a while, it comes up, the topic of maybe the fair should be somewhere else. You know, a few years ago, they were talking about the north or the south shore of the Fraser River. Does it look like the fair is going to stay for the immediate and indefinite future in the East End?
Yeah, you know, that was a debate for several decades, wasn't it? And a couple of years back, there was a decision that Vancouver City Council made, and the fair will stay at Hastings Park. The rest of the PNE activities, from Playland to Fright Nights to the other activities that happen on site at Hastings Park, will stay, and they'll stay forever. You know, one of the challenges that we've obviously faced with the fair, and, of course, it's an inverse weather pattern this year, of course, since we started talking about it. But maybe we keep the fair on site here, but maybe we move the timing of the fair to earlier in the summer. And that's something that we're going through that you've heard in the media over the last couple of months as well.
Now, with, you know, prices for rides and admission going up, it is an expensive day for families. And for the last couple of years, you've closed on Mondays. Is the PNE still viable? Will it be for years to come?
Yeah, you know, it's very viable. The organization, you know, what we plan is we plan for the fair to be financially sustainable, and it is financially sustainable. Our largest effect, as you all remember from last year is, and other years, is weather. And we really got hit by that freaky windstorm in the summer last year, and the 5 days of rain, the power outages that happened as a result of that windstorm. So we do feel large effects from large weather patterns that come in. But again, on average, we have about 750,000 people that tell us that we're relevant every year by coming and attending the fair. It's the largest ticketed event in the province, and there's really no challenge to the financial sustainability of the fair. What we want to do is we want to give people the call to action to come every single year, and that we do that through our programming, and we've done that again with the attractions that are, you know, here for this year only, and we'll have new ones next year.
So, Mike, let's talk about the new attractions for this year. What have you got up your sleeve?
Yeah, so one of our flagships here is our Angry Birds exhibit, and it is exactly as it sounds. It is the Angry Birds brand. It is a 20,000-square-foot exhibit, and the idea of it is kind of transporting people real-sized into the game. In reality, there's catapults, there's zip lines, there's a laser maze, there's tons of interactive stuff. And for anybody that's ever played that game on their phones or seen the movie that was released earlier this year, it's actually a very, very great exhibit. We showcased it today in our media preview, and I think it was really well received. So, you know, from that to another walkthrough exhibit, which is Alien Worlds and Androids, that is, you know, gives an idea of science fiction and science fact and some stuff that NASA is working on and the Jet Propulsion Lab. And so it's that science and innovation side. And then, of course, we jump to our feature show in the Coliseum. Last year we did Peter Pan, which was a Broadway musical. Fair's never done a Broadway musical before. We're following that up this year with combining 6 internationally renowned illusionists and magicians combined into a 60-minute show at night, every single night in the Coliseum, so 10,000 seats. And people get to come in and see the show for free with their admission. And it's going to be a world-class show. We saw a very brief illusion earlier today that we launched with our media group. And again, very well received. So that's what we're doing with our marquee programming this year to tell people to come this year, because if you want to see it, it's going to be this year and gone for next year.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Mike.
Thank you.
That was Mike McDaniel, the president of the PNE, joining us live this afternoon. And don't forget, the fair starts Saturday. And News 11:30, of course, will be there. Our booth is set up right by the Coliseum, by the Superdogs.